I'm talking to Barry Ford of Barn. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
You're launched today in Lancaster for the Barn project. Tell us what it is.
It's a project that's driven by the community, funded by the community. The work will be done by the community. And what we're going to do is run fibre to the home, point to point, to nearly 1,500 properties in the rural parishes east of Lancaster.
And they're going to have a gigabit access to the internet?
They are indeed. It's every single link will be flat rate, symmetrical 1 gig.
Right. And tell us how the meetings with the people who would be both customers and that you're getting investment from them as well, aren't you? Tell us how the meetings are going.
The meetings have gone extremely well. We've had 8 meetings, one in each of the parishes, and they've been standing room only. And the leaders of the parishes have told us that they've never seen meetings so well attended. There is clearly a huge amount of interest from people living in the rural communities. And we can confirm that because we've had a registration system on a website. And we've had large numbers of people signing up, not just to take service from us, so well over 50% of the people have signed up for service, but we're also getting a very large number of people signing up willing to buy shares in the project.
Right. So before you've even launched any services, you're building up demand of over 50%. Is that of homes passed? Because you're passing every home, aren't you?
We're passing 100% of homes. There's absolutely nobody left out. Even if you've got to go dig 5 kilometres to one property, they're in the build-out. We've missed nobody. So, yes, it's of homes passed. So it's 100% of homes passed in those parishes. About 1,500 homes we're coming up to. And we've got a little over 50% take-up already. We know that's going to go a lot higher. What's going to happen is the minute we actually start building and people see us digging ducks and things in the field behind their house, we know we're going to get a much bigger sign-up. There's some doubting Thomas is always in any project. They're not sure it's going to go ahead and therefore don't bother. The minute they see it really is going ahead, we think the take-up, we reckon we'll hit an 80% take-up.
Right. Now, the industry reckons that there's no demand for a gigabit per second, and in particular, there's no case in rural communities for building this type of infrastructure, and you're starting with a pretty difficult brief in terms of the density of properties and the just the area generally. You're pretty dispersed population. So how do you feel when the industry says there's no demand?
Well, it's a bit like these surveys that sort of go to a railway station and say that they stood on the platform and there's nobody waiting for a train at 3:10. But if there's no train scheduled, people aren't going to be waiting for it. And it's a bit like that in the country. I mean, because there is no services there, people aren't going to register for a service. They don't believe it's there. So, you know, the demand, who has actually built networks out in the rural areas? When they say there is no demand, they haven't tested it. They're just doing theoretical, there is not a demand. In our experience, there is a demand. It's a very demonstrable demand. People are clearly signing up. We know we're going to get the numbers. In terms of the difficulty, yes, because ours is a community project, we're working from the outside in. So we're starting with the most difficult properties. But having said that, they are also the ones that are getting the worst service at the moment. So they are going to be the earliest adopters anyway.
Yeah. Okay, and when do you start digging?
Well, subject to the weather, late January, early February, we expect to be digging holes.
And when you look now, looking forward, given that you've got the cherishes out there, you're asking for money. Is it 1.6 million? Is that right?
That's 2 million we're looking for.
2 million?
Yeah.
Right.
2 million of shares, but we need about 1.8 million to build the whole thing out.
Right. So when you look forward into next year, what particular challenge do you think you're going to really have to fight to overcome? What's the biggest thing you're going to have to deal with, do you think?
I think it's our strength and our weakness. Our strength is that it's a community-driven project.
Yeah.
Our weakness is that means we have to coordinate the activities of a large number of different people in the community. There are dozens and dozens, hundreds of different landowners, each which a large proportion of which anyway will be digging their bit of the duct in.
Yeah.
It's a challenge to actually bring that together. They don't all have to happen at the same time, but they all have to happen at some point so we get a contiguous duct route. And that's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge we relish.
And finally, there was a lot of interest from people from outside the area, of whom I'm one, but there were some people from Surrey and from East Sussex-Kent borders and quite a few other people who are not from here. And I heard one lady in the audience say, "Why are they here? Why are they here?" Did you expect such attention from people not of this area, if you see what I mean?
I did, actually. There is a lot of interest in rural broadband, and a lot of communities know they have a problem and want to do something about it. I think why they're so interested in what we're doing is because we're doing the heavy lifting of working out the methodologies of how you do a rural build, how you engage the community, how you do all the legalistic bits of, you know, what sort of company structure, how do you get tax relief. There's a whole series of hoops that we've gone through. And I think these other groups are very sensibly watching what we're doing, because if we can make it work, it's eminently transferable what we're doing. We're doing the first stage heavy lifting. And we would love other people to be able to take advantage of it.
Barry, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.